It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by Richard Fordyce. Richard is administrator of the Farm Service Agency at USDA in Washington, D.C. Great to see you.
Great to see you, Tony.
You know, talking earlier with Martin Barbary about being at Commodity Classic, and he ought to feel kind of at home. You actually had been at Commodity Classic a few times before coming to work for USDA.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, the event is amazing, certainly. You know, right now we're in the trade show, we're on the trade show floor, and just a massive display of agriculture innovation and agriculture technology. And it's a great opportunity, especially, you know, like Martin and I have been involved in the commodity organizations for a quarter century. And so you make a lot of friends over that time, and the opportunity to rekindle those friendships and see people you haven't seen since last year, or maybe 2 years ago, is really special.
Speaking of that, how important is it to be here where you can mingle with producers really from all across the country?
Well, it is critical. You know, we've got four of the major commodities, you know, corn, soybeans, wheat, and grain sorghum represented here, and the equipment manufacturers. So, you know, you really have a big chunk of the ag sector. You know, we obviously we do the cotton events and the events, you know, where the rice growers are as well and others. But you know, this is an opportunity to interact with producers, interact with those trade associations, and talk about issues that are important to them and issues that are important to us, so that we're kind of finding the right spot in those areas where we have decisions to make. And so it's absolutely critical that we're here and talking to folks.
Well, speaking of decisions, you've got a deadline right around the corner. We're talking about the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP. That is on Friday.
It is. So the 28th is the deadline for CRP sign-up, for the general sign-up. That's the competitive one. And I know you and I have visited before. And just to remind, you know, listeners that this is the first general competitive sign-up opportunity landowners have had since 2016. So, you know, expectations are is there'll be a lot of interest in CRP sign-up, the general competitive CRP sign-up. But, you know, folks just need to know that the deadline is the 28th, and they need to make contact with a local county Farm Service Agency office to visit with them about what those options are and making an offer, and certainly let them know that they want to participate so that they can get in and get it done before the deadline.
So your local FSA offices have been extremely busy, so busy, in fact, that you probably, if you haven't done so already, need to call and get an appointment for the next deadline, ARC PLC.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And so, you know, I think our county offices have been very proactive in reaching out to producers, making sure that they're aware of the deadline and setting up appointments and just visiting with them about, you know, the importance of getting in. And you're exactly right. If there are no slots left between now and the deadline of March 16th, that they can at least get an appointment scheduled, and they'll still fall under that deadline. So it's critically important that they either get in and get signed up, or make sure that they've notified that local office that that they're interested and they want to sign up and just get an appointment scheduled.
2012 Farm Bill, when it came to the ARC PLC sign up, if you didn't sign up, there was something. I mean, you were still involved. Under this Farm Bill and the ARC PLC decision, what happens if you don't sign up?
So if you do not sign up for 2019 and make an election, then you will not receive an ARC or a PLC payment for the 19 crop year. And 20, so then you have an opportunity to sign up for 20, which the deadline for 20 is June 30th. So, you know, the easiest thing and the way to avoid any kind of you know, misunderstandings down the road is just to make sure that you get in and make that election. The 2018 Farm Bill did provide some flexibility to producers. The 2019 election that producers will make will be the same for 2020, although they do need to re-enroll, but the election is the same. And then 2021, 22, and 23, producers will have the option to move commodities around within different programs each year as the market indicates, or there's forces that tell them that, you know, that this is maybe a better program. So I do know, just from a personal perspective, in 2014 when we were signing up, it was like, this is the decision for 5 years. That's not the case this time. So it does provide a lot of flexibility. And I think, at least the folks that we're talking to, and I know personally, I think that was a good improvement that Congress put in the 2018 Farm Bill.
Speaking of the 2018 Farm Bill, you had a pretty good idea. I mean, you're a couple of years into this now. You have an idea of what's in there. But every once in a while, you not necessarily get a curveball, but you get something that changes your direction. Talking about the WIP program and primarily WIP Plus now, what's happening there?
So so in our appropriations bill for the 2020 fiscal year, Congress added a couple of new eligible causes of loss for growers to participate in the WIP Plus program, and that was excessive moisture and drought. And so we'll be coming out with a date here soon on when producers can engage with WIP Plus with those two new eligible causes of loss. And if you think about the country, you know, you've got you got a lot of counties that didn't fall under those original eligible causes of loss, but when you add in excessive moisture and drought, that brings in a lot of new folks. So so we're anxious to participate with them on these new eligible causes of loss, and that announcement will be coming here real soon.
Something that we haven't talked about since last year was the dairy program as well. For some dairies, that was a lifesaver in 2019. As we are in 2020, when you look back, did it perform as expected?
You know, it did. And you know, under the margin protection program for dairy, you know, I was serving as the director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture and visited with a lot of dairy producers. And they kind of voiced their frustration on how that program worked. And there were a number of things, how the margins were calculated, the cost of the premium, and some of those things. And Congress really did listen to the dairy sector and made a lot of significant changes to the dairy margin coverage program, which replaced the previous program. And so we had really strong sign up in 2019. You know, the margins, the milk price versus the all feed price, that margin generated a payment for a lot of folks for a number of months in 2019. And so so I think the program, as redesigned by Congress and the 2018 Farm Bill, did address those concerns. You know, we've seen milk prices tick up a little bit and maybe feed prices tick down a little bit. And so we haven't seen that triggering a payment here in recent months. But I do believe that it's a very solid safety net for dairy producers across the country. And so, you know, we'll wait and see, right? So it's kind of like buying insurance for your car. You know, you want to buy insurance for your car, but you don't hope to have a car crash, right? So so I think it's a good program. It's a good safety net for the dairy sector. And I do believe that producers are happy with the changes.
I know we talk about deadlines and things that are happening right now, but here's the opportunity to just look down the road a little ways. Maybe it's later this year. Maybe it's a year away or two. What do you see coming?
Well, you know, I do believe that Farm Service Agency are going to be engaged at a very hectic level, busy level with producers moving forward. And what that means in terms of programs coming, you know, in the future, I don't know what that would be. But I do know that the agency, working in conjunction with those local farmers, have demonstrated the ability to administer these programs to get dollars, you know, out the door for important programs in an important time in agriculture. And I know that we'll stand ready to do whatever Congress or the administration, you know, is going to ask us to do. And our folks, I can't say enough about the job that our people do in the field in those local county offices. They are, you know, they're amazing. They're doing a lot of work right now, doing a lot of meaningful work, serving American agriculture. And that's kind of why we're all here, is to serve the industry that we love and serve the industry that is the backbone of this country. And we'll be ready to do whatever comes next. What that is, I don't know, but we'll be ready.
It's always good to see you. Wish you the best and a very smooth sailing 2020.
Thanks, Tony. Good to see you.
Richard Fordyce is administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency from Commodity Classic. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.